to go waltzing on top of the world.
That is our beloved Corn Drinkers on 91.3 WYSO. Beloved, big parts of what we've been doing here on WYSO for many years. And, of course, our dearly beloved Mr. Tom Duffy, host of the Midnight Ramble, a big part of this band. And he's also going to be, along with some other amazing local and regional acts that will be taking part in a City Folk Festival reunion. On that note, it's my pleasure to welcome to the studio the organizer of this reunion event on June 22nd at Courthouse Square. She's my friend and longtime presence at the festival through the years, Sunny Russo. Welcome, Sunny.
Thanks, Nikki.
I want to know, well, first of all, I think we were all just sad to, at the thought of the passing of City Folk. But the beautiful part, the good thing, is that we're all left with really a richness of experience and memory and exposure to music. And I have to imagine that that's what guided your thinking in order to put this together. Tell me about how you decided to make a City Folk Festival reunion.
Well, as you know, I ran the stages for 11 years, and so City Folk was a large part of my music life.
Large part of your summers and the week leading up.
Yeah. Well, yes. And actually, I worked with them all through the year on their other events. But when we found out that City Folk was dissolving, and I sent a message out to my volunteers, one of my longtime volunteers, Charlie Parker, emailed me back and said, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we all showed up Courthouse Square third weekend of June wearing our favorite festival T-shirts and just like kind of remembered the good times? And I started thinking about it, and I thought, you know, that was a really good idea, but we could maybe put a little structure around it. So I've created this event with some live music and some other City Folk Festival favorite activities where we could all come back and reminisce.
And it's nice. Again, it's June 22nd. It's a Sunday from 1 until 7 o'clock at Courthouse Square, and it's kind of cool because that's where the festival began. That's where the first City Folk Festival started, at Courthouse Square.
That's right. It they picked up right after the National Folk Festival was here for 3 years, and the main stage was always at Courthouse Square until the decision was made to move it down to Riverscape. So it's kind of where it all started.
And what year was that? Can you remind me that first Courthouse Square year?
99, maybe.
Yeah.
I think the National was 96 to 98.
Yeah.
So it would have picked up right after that in 99.
So among the acts, the Corn Drinkers, who we just heard, Son del Caribe, who are just huge, longtime favorites, really part of the fabric of the many City Folk Festivals. Danny Voris will be there. Also Paige Beller, fabulous local singer-songwriter, and the Stivers Jazz Combo as well. Yeah. And that's, you know, spread out throughout the day. Plus, you've created a phone line for people to who enjoyed the festival, yay, these many, many years, to be able to call up and share some remembrances. And you'll be playing those back throughout the day on the day of the event.
That's correct. Yeah, between the music acts, we're going to have some festival memories, people talking about what their favorite memory was. It could be a favorite artist, somebody they just discovered and didn't know about, or it could be just anything about their experience that really, all the good feelings. So we've set up this phone line. It's 937-256-6712, and we'd love you to call and just talk about what your favorite memories are, and we'll be sharing those throughout the day at the event.
Again, that's local 937-256-6712, 256-6712. Call up. Maybe you met somebody there one time, and then that became sort of a friendship, a common bond at City Folk, a bond through music, a bond through community endeavor. If anything comes to mind, do that. Take a moment and leave a memory on this phone line, 937-256-6712. There'll also be food trucks available, kids activities, and coolers are welcome. You can roll a cooler in.
Yeah, we want to make it a really family-friendly day. It's a Sunday afternoon from 1 to 7. Hopefully we'll have really excellent weather. And so people can just hang out and, you know, kind of a picnic atmosphere, bring the kids, listen to some good music. And, well, yeah, we should have some kids' activities too. So we're going to have at least three different food trucks and some ice cream.
And a good time.
Yeah.
And it's funny you say hopefully we'll have some good weather. Man, the last two city folks, wasn't that just absolutely astonishing? Mother Nature reaching her arm into the scene.
Yes, it was really awful. But we're not going to dwell on any of the negative that had to do with the demise of City Folk. Instead, we're going to focus on the good feelings everybody had, and everybody can get together and have good feelings again.
You can find out more about this and details and some links to that phone number, among other things, by looking on Facebook and search City Folk Festival Reunion. And on that, you'll find a link to a fundraiser that you are putting on. It'll be a week from Wednesday. That'll be May 21st at BD's Mongolian Grill at the Green. And the idea is to put a little money. I mean, it's not rental at Courthouse Square. It's not rental. What do they call it?
A permit.
That's free, but there'll be, you provide, you know, laboratory facilities for the people and little, you know, things here and there. There's some expenses, and you're hoping to defray that cost with this fundraiser.
Right. Obviously there needs to be some facilities, and we have some expenses for supplies. We've been really fortunate to have all of the live acts donate their time.
How cool.
And just because of their love of what City Folk was, and three of them are groups that were at many City Folk festivals. So I feel really fortunate about that. But we do have some expenses. So we've created this fundraiser, as Nikki mentioned, on BD's Mongolian Grill at the Green. It's from 5 to 8 next Wednesday, May 21st. You pay one price, gets you soup, salad, a stir-fry bowl, non-alcoholic drink. It even includes tax, and we'll probably have some items that we're going to raffle off there as well. So it'll be a fun time, and we'd love you to come out.
It's a pretty good price for an adult, and a very kind price for children. You can find out exactly what that is at the City Folk Festival Reunion. There's a page for that, but also either way, you can search City Folk Festival Reunion Fundraiser is on Facebook as well. You can get tickets at Omega Music in the heart of downtown Dayton there on 5th Street, or right here at the WYSO studios. You can come by and pick up your tickets here. And it all goes toward sort of a sense of community, which I think Dayton has always been rich in, the notion of the collective effort toward art. And
Agreed.
And this is very much what this is about, and I appreciate it. A lot of people, I've been attending some meetings to help get this going, and a lot of people are going to have their hands and feet on the ground to make it happen. And if we all come out, maybe this could be, this is a one-time thing, but if, you know, enough people come out and bring the kids and enjoy the day.
Could be a yearly event. If you're interested in helping out at all, we don't need a ton of volunteers, but we could use some help with setup and tear down. And if you like working with kids, we can use some help in the kids' area. We don't have nailed down exactly what the activity will be, but we'll have something for the kids to do. And so we could use some people to help us out there as well.
Any good balloon twisters out there? Check it out at City Folk Festival Reunion. That's on Facebook. City Folk Festival Reunion. The big gig is Sunday, June 22nd from 1 until 7 there at Courthouse Square. Again, admission is free. Asking that you might come to the fundraiser in advance. That is a week from Wednesday, Wednesday 21st at BD's Mongolian Grill at the Green. And again, you can get tickets at Omega Music in downtown Dayton or right here at WYSO Studios in Yellow Springs.
And also, if you're not near either of those locations, you can send us an email. It's cityfolkreunion@gmail.com, and we'll get you hooked up with tickets. Or if you have any information, if you want to find out any information, if you want to volunteer, any questions that you have about the event, it will be cityfolkreunion@gmail.com.
We'll put a link to all that. Go ahead.
Also, just wanted to mention, we are making this a family-friendly event there at Courthouse Square. We encourage you to bring your own chairs to come and enjoy the music, because we'll both mostly have the open space. Mm-hmm. I suppose you could bring a blanket if you want, but it'll be on the cement. So that would be up to you, but
quilt.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. We're talking with Sunny Russo, who, along with some pretty dedicated City Folk fans and music lovers and Dayton lovers, are coming together to put on this City Folk Festival Reunion. Again, the reunion itself, June 22nd, that's going to be a beautiful sunny Sunday afternoon, I can tell you. Just from this far out, it's going to be a lovely day.
It's going to be fabulous.
It's going to be fabulous from 1 until 7 p.m. Please, if you have attended City Folk and had had an experience, any experience at all, with a particular band, with a particular moment, maybe some of the dancing, some of the crafting, the sort of the cultural displays that have been there throughout the years. Think of the year they had the Zoot Theater puppets all there. Mm-hmm. Man, and my kids still have that drum that was made from the 2x4s and tape, you know. So if anything comes to your mind, please share. Give a call and leave a message at this number. It's local 937-256-6712. Again, local 256-6712. You can find that number and a great deal more information on the Facebook page. Look for City Folk Festival Reunion. Sonny, I just really appreciate what you're doing, and you have one more thing there.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, if you do want to share your memories, but you don't want to call and talk into a voicemail, we do have people posting their memories and even some pictures of things that they really enjoyed on our Facebook page, so please visit there.
A lot for you. City Folk Festival Reunion on Facebook and The Real Thing on Courthouse Square, where it all began back in the day. And that'll be Sunday, June 22nd from 1 until 7. And you can have a great night out and give a little bit to the cause if you'd like to attend the fundraiser for this. Again, a week from Wednesday, May 21st at Beattie's Mongolian Grill at The Green. Pretty sweet price, and even sweeter price for kids. Sonny, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck. I'll see you tonight.
Thank you.